Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, we ain't far from making our exodus. I'm just telling you right now.
Amen.
I can't wait to get out of this nightmare we're in.
Yes, I tell you right now. Y'all need to be on this end of the service. Well, I tell you what, there's...
Any shouting going on?
Yes, they are.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the Bible says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yeah.
Psalm 144, verse 15, I believe that's right. And great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall by any means offend them. Psalm 119, verse 165, I believe. But I appreciate Brother Danny singing that song. Amen. I forgot to turn the recorder on. But I'm glad Brother Ed was more on it than I was. He got it, amen.
Amen.
But we got the tail end of it. It's been a whole year. And seemed like since we've met, I know we didn't meet last Sunday because of the flood. But it just got me all out of kilter. But praise God. I had a good Sunday school lesson this morning. Had some good singing here this morning.
Amen.
Hopefully have some good preaching here in a minute. But I thank the Lord. You know, if you look around and depend upon man, you'll get discouraged. You'll get defeated. And if you're not careful, you end up dead. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm glad the psalmist said, I'll look to the hills which cometh my help.
That's
he
right.
said, my help
right.
cometh from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that's Psalm chapter 121, verse 1. But be careful where you look for help.
Yeah.
I'm convinced right now we got a lot of things going on in this country and around the world that shouldn't be going on. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little concerned about how far they're going to get away with it before the Lord shows up and interrupts their enterprise. You know, when you give man a little bit of power, he gets drunk on power. He'll start thinking he's God if he ain't careful.
Yeah,
most of these, I believe, they got that kind of mind right now.
Yes,
they think they've got the say, they've got control. Ain't nothing we can do about it. I got news for them. There's somebody coming. And brother, when he comes, hey, we'll leave it out. And they're going to realize they wasn't nothing but being used. And I tell you, I don't know how it's going to go with them. I ain't going to worry about it. We're going to be in a better place, in a better body, singing better, looking better, hey, having everything better.
Amen.
It's better.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Said, depart, Paul said, depart being Christ far better.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you,
yes.
that where I am there you may be also. I ain't
Thank
been
you,
there
Jesus.
Yet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Spiritually, I've visited a few times, but physically, I haven't been there. I've been caught up a little bit sometimes, like hear a song going down the road, tear the headliner out of the car, take the floorboard out, about wreck the car.
Yeah.
You know, get about three sheets in the Holy Ghost. But praise God, we'll get to see it with our own eyes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul got caught up, couldn't even put it into words. He said, I have not seen the ear, never heard, never said, entered in the heart of man. Thanks God has prepared for those that love him. Look to his appearing.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, praise God, we're going to get a first-hand tour.
That's right.
Amen.
We're going to get
right.
the tour of heaven.
Amen.
We're going to understand why it had to be so bad down here. And it'd be kind of sad, really, for some, that they never put a lot of emphasis into, praising God and proclaiming salvation to the lost. But for those, you know, they've done the best they could, try to tell people to repent, get saved, done the best they could, raise up a hand every now and then and shout, hey, I'll tell you, it'll be worth it all.
Amen.
He's going to hand out rewards.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, buddy, salvation's free. You have to earn them rewards, amen.
Right.
I remember when my first daughter got killed back in 1995. And as grieved as I was about my daughter's death, she lived 17 and 1 week. She lived 1 week at 17 years old.
Mm.
We didn't have this in the plan. We was young parents. But we're no different than nobody else. We had to bury our dead like everybody else does. But I will admit, God did help us tremendously. He carried us till we could walk again. But I remember after we had her funeral, I remember going back there to the bedroom, burying my face in the bed, weeping. And finally, when I got to where I could talk, I looked up there and I said, Lord, I said, I don't even know if this is possible or not. But if it is possible, I said, if I've got any rewards up there, would you please give them to my daughter until I love her? And I'll just start all over again. You know, that may be a foolish prayer. I don't know. I haven't been there.
That's right.
But if it wasn't a foolish prayer, I can see the Lord calling my daughter Cindy Jane Wade. Say, your dad got something he wants you to have. I don't know what I had. I may not have had nothing but a hangnail up there. But if he did give her to that, I said, I'll start working on some more. And then I had another daughter to die last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Or it may have been year four last. She died, I guess it was last year, October. And anyway, I asked and did the same thing again. And you know what I did? I started working again on building some rewards.
Yeah.
But this time when I get there, Brother Ed, I'm going to give my rewards to him.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing fit to give a king.
No.
But those rewards will be something fit to give a king. And I want to have something to give him, amen, yeah, when I
right.
get there.
Yeah.
I want to say, thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for forgiving me.
Yeah.
Thank you for saving me. Thank you for inviting me. Come live with you, amen.
Yeah.
I want to have something to give him, amen.
Jesus.
We'll be rewarded when we get there. Hallelujah. I heard a story. Fit time to tell it, I guess, as any. That Arnold Palmer went to Arabia to play golf. And the king of Arabia heard about Arnold Palmer coming to Arabia. And he went out there to watch Arnold Palmer play golf. It's a true story, by the way. And Arnold Palmer, as usual, played a perfect game of golf. And the king called and had Arnold Palmer brought before him. And Arnold Palmer stood before the king of Arabia. And the king of Arabia told Arnold Palmer, he said, I really enjoyed watching you play golf today. And he said, I'd like to give you a gift. Now Arnold Palmer, you know, he's pretty wealthy, pretty famous. He said, King, I thank you for the offer, but I don't need nothing. I appreciate you wanting to give me something. But you see, the king insisted. He said, I insist. I want to give you a gift. And Arnold Palmer, like you and me, thinking, you know, just kind of modest, he said, well, King, I don't really need nothing, but he said, if you want to give me something, he said, just give me a golf club. It'll be fine, just a golf club. Well, the king of Arabia did give Arnold Palmer a golf club. And this was a long time ago. This was like 30 years ago when I heard this. A $6 million golf club with a motel, a swimming pool, and 18 holes of golf. I mean, a king does not give a small gift because it's a reflection upon him. And when a king gives you a gift, it's a wonderful gift. And the King of Kings
yeah.
is going to give out gifts.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to worry too much down here. Hallelujah. I'm blowing more upon up there. Hallelujah. Well, it's been a year since we got to get together, and I'm so excited to be in the house of God. I'll just tell you right now, buddy, they gave me plenty of time to preach. I'm going to try my best not to overdo it. But we're going to go back. Our text the last time we preached was in Isaiah chapter 9. We preached on the first part of that, verse 6, on the great giver. But we're going to read again verse 6 and verse number 7. And we're going to preach the latter part of that message. Wouldn't have been no way to preach all this at one time. I'm smart enough to know you can just eat so much. I mean, I love eating much as anybody. Y'all can tell I ain't skinny no more. But there's just so much you can eat. Then you got to have a nap. I don't want you to go to sleep on me. Paul Long preaching, a man fell out of the barn
yeah.
and about killed him.
Yeah.
But it says here in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us, that's you and me, that's all of us. Woo!
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Unto us, we got a little baby here this morning. Mm-hmm. Unto us, a child is born.
Yeah.
Unto us, a son is given. Oh, I'm glad. I preached on the great giver last time I preached. Thank God for the great giver. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, and he is wonderful. Counselor, and he is a mighty counselor. The mighty God, and he is none greater. When he couldn't swear but no greater to Abraham, in Hebrews 6:18, he swore by his own name.
Yeah.
The everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts We'll perform this. Man, we done got an amen already. Just read the text. Hallelujah. But we're preaching today not on the great giver, but we're preaching today on the great sinner.
Yeah.
Father, we pray today, Father, you bless, Lord, the preaching of the Word of God.
Yes, Father.
Thank you for the good singing, Lord. Thank you for Brother Danny, Lord, singing that last song, Lord, that had us all homesick for heaven.
Yeah.
Lord, we just thank you, Father, for all that you've done. Lord, all last year, Lord, we're just getting started this year. Lord, we just pray, God, you bless our efforts this year. For a little church, Lord, we want to do all that we can. We want to be as big as we can be. Lord, we want to be as faithful as we can be. You said if we'd be faithful in little, you'd make us master over much. Lord, we just want to be what you want us to be. And Lord, we thank you for whatever you do. Ask your blessing upon this message today. Bless those, Father, that are here. Bless those, Father, that couldn't be here but are watching today, Lord. Thank God for the live streaming services, Father. Thank you for that. Bless them today, Lord. Lord, send portions out to them. And Lord, I pray and set a table here today. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
That great giver. You know a great sinner needs a great giver. And I thank God for that great giver. Amen. And like I said, Happy New Year. It's our first service in the year 2022. This January the 9th. Hey, we made it so far. And we'll make it as far as God wants us to make it. I don't know how long this thing's going to go. I just know when it's done, I'm getting out of here. Amen.
Amen.
I feel sorry for those going to be stuck behind. But that great giver saw that man was a great sinner and repented the Lord that had made man, and it grieved him at his heart in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. But you read two verses later and it says, but in Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That great giver was looking upon man, the great sinner, to find one that he could spare the judgment of God that was coming upon the world. Oh my, man's a great sinner. It's going to be a tough message here today. I'll try my best to be discreet. That great sinner, thank God for a great giver that never gave up on man. That even today he said, my hand is stretched out all the day long. God's hand is stretched out.
Yeah.
He said it's not short that he cannot save. He can reach as far away as you are.
Yeah.
If you'll just reach out to him, you'll find him not only a God ready to pardon, but a God ready to save, a God ready to help.
Amen.
There was a lot of people that called upon him in recent days when the storms came.
Yeah.
There was people that prayed that hadn't prayed a long time. I met some of them at the hospital and they said, I was spared. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the great giver. He's what great sinners need. Amen. Man, I tell you, the Bible tells us that Noah moved with fear in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Man, that great sinner, he needs to realize he needs to be afraid of God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, buddy, the Bible doesn't beat around the bush. It says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Yes, that's right.
Hebrews 10, I believe it's verse 20, I think. Hebrews 10, maybe verse 23, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. A lot of people already know the truth of that verse.
Yeah.
In the latter part of Hebrews chapter 12, the last verse says, our God is a consuming fire.
Mm.
The people of God told Moses, said, we're tired of hearing you. We want to hear God ourselves. And God came down on Mount Sinai, and it came like on fire, and they heard a loud trumpet, so loud that it scared them to death. And they come to Moses and said, we'll listen to you. You go talk to God. We don't want to hear from God no more. I'm just telling you right now, there's a whole lot more to God than men will ever realize.
Oh,
but Noah, Brother Donnie, he moved with fear.
Yes, he did.
You know what moved me, buddy? I got to think about going to hell, Brother Ed. I got to think I didn't want to go to hell.
No,
I'm glad God gave me an option, amen. I'm telling you, the Bible said, Hebrews Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? If you neglect that salvation, you won't escape the judgment of God. I'm telling them right now.
No, you won't.
You know, the world has got big, but it's not got too big for God. I know, you know, they don't want to retain God in their knowledge. They want to somehow enjoy the blessing of God, not give any credit to God for anything. They want to breathe that free air. They want to enjoy that free rain. They want to have health. They just don't want to give God any praise for it. I got news for them. There's a payday coming, amen.
Yes,
they're going to understand, buddy. They got much to do with God. The Bible says in Psalms 14, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Same thing repeated in Psalms 53, verse 1. They went further, Jerry. They didn't say it in the heart. They done blabbed it out of their mouth. They're trying to teach our kids some kind of evolution lie straight from hell. I'm going to tell you right now in the beginning, God created everything there is, and all this interest in outer space ain't nothing but an effort to disprove this Bible and disprove the reality of God. Man's on a head-on course now with judgment and truth, and I'm telling you right now, God winks at the wisdom of this world and commands all men everywhere to repent.
Yes.
Oh my, I'm glad I repented, Brother Danny.
Amen. That's right.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Jesus.
I'm glad Eddie Wade had a...
Yeah.
Man, he had a makeover, strength makeover. Yeah. He don't cuss no more. He don't drink no more. Hey, he may be found in the house of God on Sunday now instead of down there trying to fish like an idiot in the rain, in the cold, like they used to.
Right.
Hey, buddy, I'm glad those days are gone.
Yeah.
I'm glad you can find me down at the house of God. Hey, I realize sometimes we can't meet because there ain't no power. Sometimes we can't meet because there's a flood.
Yeah.
But when we can, glory to God, we can meet in the house of God and have some church, amen.
That's
I'm rejoicing, amen, in the fact that I'm not that man I used to be. Oh, my. Thank God that the great giver has mercy on the great sinner. Noah moved with fear. And Noah became the heir of faith because that he did fear God. By the fear of the Lord, the Bible says, men depart from evil. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 6. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. I believe it is going to take me a little longer to get there than I realize. But, you know, man, they don't want to fear God.
No.
They don't want no Ten Commandments nowhere. Even though they're up there in the Supreme Court building, there's everywhere. All kind of evidence that this nation used to walk with God and trying to destroy it all, tearing all the statues down, trying to rewrite the history and everything of this country. But I'll tell you what, it used to be in the classroom that they taught children some things were wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
And I can remember getting called to the principal's office, and I found out there were consequences to things that I did that were wrong. When the principal said, anyway, come to the principal's office, I'm going to tell you something, but I started putting books in my back pocket. Yeah. I tried to get me some padding back there. I'm going to tell you, back then, buddy, they'd wear you out.
Yeah.
There were consequences.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I remember my mama telling me, I'm going to tell your daddy when he gets home. I said, I'll be good. But it didn't take much of that, Tammy. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I got right in line. What'd you say you want me to do, mama? I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, consequences. You see, they took away punishment. They took away the law. By the way, policemen are law enforcement officers.
Yep.
They enforce the law. Forget about defunding the police. Just start obeying the law.
Right.
And you won't have no problem with having trouble with the police. Hey, I'll tell you right now, buddy, I used to be a law breaker. I'm a law keeper now. But even being a law keeper, I still watch that rearview mirror for them blue lights.
Yeah.
Last time I got pulled over, Brother Ed, was a policeman in the Glasgow Police Department. Pulled me over right down there in front of Houchins First, down in front of Houchins Grocery Store on the bypass. I pulled over. He come up and he said, Brother Eddie, I'm sorry to have pulled you over. I just want to tell you, my son got saved. Yeah! It was in the Bible meeting. I went up at the altar of that young boy. I told him not to give up. Jesus loved him to keep singing the Lord till he got saved. Yeah. His dad pulled me over. And he said, Brother Ailey, I'm sorry I didn't pull you over, but I just want to tell you my boy got saved. Yeah. I said, pull me over any time for that.
Right. Yeah.
That's the last time I got pulled over, Brother Ailey. I have to admit, I still had that feeling. I said, what have I done now? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God I'm not a lawbreaker no more. I'm a law keeper. But oh, my. It says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. You know, if men don't have the fear of the Lord, I'll just give you my advice. Lock the door, load the gun, yeah. Turn the dogs loose.
Yeah, that's right.
Sleep a one eye open. Mm. Yeah. I'm just telling you, they put some kind of cartoon on there on the internet. Somebody's breaking in this woman's house. He's done broke a window out with a crowbar, and he's got his hand there trying to get hold of Donna. She's on the phone, Carolyn. She says, 911. They said, push one for English. It may take us a minute. We're experiencing some difficulty. We're busy. It may be 40 to 30 minutes or an hour before we can answer your call. Look. I'm glad, praise God, I can call upon the Lord any hour of the day, any time of the day. And I'm telling you right now, I can get a needed answer, and it'll be with a person, amen. No recording. But the fear of the Lord caused men to depart from evil. Now, they got now where they arrest them, and then they just turn them back loose.
Yeah.
They got somebody got a big sack of money and says, go on out there. Now let me explain all of this. I can't hear this message. I can't keep it from being political. I'm going to be preaching a lot about the government. So I can't keep this from being political. But we've got people right now that are more interested in aborting babies, putting people with COVID, SARS virus in nursing homes to euthanize the vulnerable, the elderly that can't do nothing about it. They don't care if they get burned up in the fire. They don't care if every one of them succumb to this COVID virus. Right. You see that going on up there in New York, and I ain't going to call no names, but they brought refrigeration trucks in there just to put the bodies in. They're trying to hide the amount of people that he had killed by doing something stupid as a leader. You know, the Bible says in the Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Amen. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. There were people that mourned their loved ones succumbing to the ignorance of the intentions of this leader that done this. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, let me say this about when the wicked are in authority. The Bible says, well, I don't know why that verse is even in there anyway. Listen to this. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. It's Proverbs 29, verse 2. Psalms chapter 7, verse 11. God is angry at the wicked every day.
Yes,
Psalms 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, the wicked.
Good, that's great.
We've got a lot of wickedness going on right now in this country. And I don't know why in the world people are so silent about it. I don't know why they're not taking a stand against it. But I'm going to tell you something, buddy. The psalmist also said, I saw the wicked in great power.
Yeah.
The more power they get, the more bent they are, drunk on power, on doing the things they're doing. Here's why they're killing babies aborting. These globalists trying to save the planet, they're aborting babies here in America. They're paying for abortions in other countries with your tax dollars, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're euthanizing older people. Their goal is to save the planet at your expense and mine. I'm just telling you, buddy, when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. But here it says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Romans 3:18 said, "There's no fear of God for their eyes." I'm telling you, boy, churches today, if they were sound on doctrine and preached about the consequences of some of this nonsense going on, there'd be a whole lot less of it going on, a whole lot more people getting saved.
Right.
Jude chapter 1, it's only got one chapter. Verse 18 says there'll be mockers in the last days. We got them. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 said there'll be scoffers in the last days. We got them too. They make fun of you, make fun of me, make fun of God, make fun of church, make fun of this Bible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, God's going to have the last laugh.
Yeah.
God said in Proverbs chapter 1, He said, "I'll laugh." Mm-hmm. He's got a right to laugh too. Proverbs, the reason I'm turning over is I want to read it. Proverbs chapter number 1, He says, "Turn you at my reproof," verse 23, "and I will pour out my spirit unto you. I'll make known my words unto you." The great giver gives even sinners opportunity. Verse 22 talks about their scorning and the fools that hate knowledge. God says, "Turn you at my reproof." He's giving them opportunity, giving them space. He said, "I'll pour out my spirit unto you. I'll make known my words unto you." Then verse 24, He said, "Because I've called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you said it not all my counsel and with none of my reproof." They made their choice.
Yeah.
He says, verse 26, "I also will laugh." God's going to have the last laugh.
Yeah.
He said, "I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes." They've been mocking God, laughing at God. He's going to laugh. He's going to mock. He said, verse 27, "When your fear cometh as desolation, when your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer." Buddy, you better be careful when it comes to God.
Amen.
"They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord." In Psalms chapter number 2, it says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? It said, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." Verse 4, "He that setteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision." I just want you to know God does some laughing too. But are they going to get what they deserve? And I mean, they're going to get their full reward of it too. "The government shall be upon his shoulders." I say thank God just to that statement by itself. Thank God the government's going to be on his shoulders. I'm telling you, buddy, we're in trouble government-wise. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can remember half of what I had on my mind about this. You know, our government right now is making a mandate on vaccines. Look, if it worked, I could somewhat consider. But best I can tell, it doesn't change a thing. It doesn't keep you from getting it. Matter of fact, looks like you're more vulnerable to get it if you've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
I've read through the grapevines. Don't itch this a stone, but I've read through the grapevine of what information's out there, and there is some. It's hard to find. I've read through the grapevine that these vaccines neutralize the antibodies in your body that fight off infection. And what this does, the first vaccine, you don't have as much ability to fight off infection as you had before. The second one less, and the booster shots, pretty soon the common cold will take you out. Why would anybody do something like that? Wrong ones running the show. I'm glad the government's going to be on his shoulder, amen.
That's right.
I'm not trying to give you gloom and doom here. You make your own mind up. It's your decision. I made my mind up. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go natural. You know, anybody dies anymore, it's COVID. I'm watching some kind of thing on there this morning. These people out in the boat, and the cliff fell over on them, killed
COVID.
I don't know, 6 or 7 of them. I'll guarantee you they'll say they died of COVID. Guarantee. Or it's Trump's fault or something.
Right. Yeah.
But you see, a lot of stuff's going on right now. And it just don't add up. Let me throw this in there. We just had the anniversary of January chapter January the 6th, this week. Did anybody watch it live when it was going on? If you did, I want you to listen to me. If you watched it live and it showed all these people, now they've done censored a lot of this, you can't find some of this no more. But if you was watching live like me, you saw these people going through the Capitol. You saw one guy in particular. There, here's what he said. He said, "Let's burn it down." Now, he's inciting violence right there. Let's burn it down.
Yeah.
His name is John Sullivan. He's a Black Lives Matter activist. He's at a Trump rally. He's with Trump so-called protesters in the middle of so-called insurrection. He's threatening to burn the Capitol building down. I heard he had a lot to do with the family of the girl that got shot, Ashley Babbitt. And I heard he knew when to be, what to do at that time. Here's what I don't understand. He was arrested. He's that one that looked like a deer in the headlights. That one, that's John Sullivan. He was released immediately without bail. He's in the Capitol. He's inciting violence. Not any punishment at all. Those others, best I can gather, were set up. This whole thing was a setup. It was a setup to make Trump unelectable. Looks like they're going to pull it off due to the gullibleness of this nation, where they're not searching whether these things are so or not. They're just receiving it. These lies is truth. But I tell you what, if you do a little searching, you'll find out most of this stuff you're being fed today ain't nothing but a bunch of lies. That Pilate looked Jesus in the face and said, "What is truth?"
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, Jesus said, "I am the truth," John 14:6. And Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," John 17:17. You better be careful what you call truth.
Yeah.
They're controlling the narrative right now. Because they're all united together. They're covering one another's, you know what? Does anybody remember somebody standing up during the State of the Union speech, and the president at that time was giving the State of the Union speech? Does anybody remember somebody behind him tearing up the State of the Union speech? By the way, that's a historical document. That's a prisonable offense.
Nothing.
Not even a word. Matter of fact, this is what really bothers me. Is the vice president was sitting right beside her.
Right.
And all he did was clap his hands. Yeah. That's a red flag to me. I couldn't have done that. Then I'd have to throw somebody out.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, they'd probably have to risk me or her, Nancy Pelosi, that tore that State of the Union speech up.
Right.
I'm just telling you, you need to start paying attention to what we call a government down here. Yeah. When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Yeah. And it's just getting started.
Yeah.
They've got everything set up now, Brother Ed. They've been making this long time. You got these rhinos, they've been kind of, you know, acting one way one minute and the other way next. They're all in on this. What's the goal, Brother Eddie? You want to know the truth? They sold this country. We gotta get out of the way so they can give it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sold it. I wish I wouldn't mention a name, but I ain't going to. Our state parks were sold about 8 years ago. They don't belong to the United States no more. Mm-mm. China owns them.
Yep.
China owns about everything over here. We got some kind of so-called, you know what, his son, he makes these paintings, Brother Danny, they sell for $500,000 a pop. Man, I'm just telling you, this money laundering, somebody getting a lot of money.
Yeah, boy.
I'm just telling you, I'm glad, and I'm going to get back to preaching now. I'm glad that the government is going to be on his shoulder. I'm telling you, buddy, when you can't put no confidence in your government, that ain't a thing you can do about it, but there is something he can do about it. Glory to God.
Right.
He cleaned house down here twice. He's coming back clean the third time, Brother Jared. This time when he cleans it, buddy, it's going to be clean, amen. But the government's on his shoulder, amen. Thank God we'll have a true government then. I'm so sick and tired of lies and corruption from our so-called government. The Bible says it's not in vain that walketh to direct his steps in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. I'm telling you, we need the Lord's help. Amen.
That's right.
And they don't want to give God time of day. God gave men laws. Man broke them. Man can't keep the laws of God. The whole world's guilty before God. Romans chapter 3, verse 19. We're not keepers. We're corruptors is what we are.
Yes.
That's what Isaiah chapter 1, verse 4 says.
Yes.
Genesis chapter 6, verse 11 said the whole world was corrupt before God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't wonder what it looks like right now in the eyes of God.
Yeah. Come on.
God looked down and the whole world was corrupt before Him. I think we about made a full 360. I think we're about where God had to do something back there in Genesis chapter 6. He pronounced judgment. I think we're about there again.
Yes, we are.
I'm just telling you, God can take a little, but when enough is enough, when God stands up, it's judgment time.
That's right.
And listen, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5 talks about men of corrupt minds. And 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 8 says, men of corrupt minds. That's what we've got in our government right now. Telling you, I thank God we have a president that praised God and everything he did. He gave glory to God. We got one now that says, I did that.
Yeah, that's right.
Not a praise for God in any of that statement. We don't need defund the police. We need, praise God, to remember their law enforcement officers and start heeding to the laws of this country. We don't need to remove laws, rewrite the laws that are in place or promote anything like that. We need stability and peace. We need the police officers. I'm telling you, buddy, when he returns, there'll be hell to pay for being so wicked here. Not just in America, but in the whole world.
That's right.
As our government continues to be corrupt, our country gets more corrupt. When Jesus returns, not only will the government be on His shoulder, and thank God it will, but He's going to rule with a rod of iron.
Yep.
Buddy, you talking about walking a line. This turning to, you know, I believe it's Isaiah 59, I think it's verse 14, talks about the truth falling in the streets and judgments turned away backwards and justice no more. That's about what we got right now. It's going to all return when He comes back.
Yeah.
He's going to get that rod of iron out. There's going to be some head busting.
That's right.
You know, these people, I don't know where to find them at, but they've sold their soul to the devil. They're so full of themselves. They ain't no room for nothing else. Well, they're going to get a wake-up call, Brother Donnie.
Amen, brother.
And I can't wait to see their look on their face change when they realize they wasn't nothing but dust and ashes, when they realize they was nothing but a handful of dirt, and God shows up, and buddy, I'm telling you what, puts a finger in their face, and buddy, it's time to pay up!
Yeah.
I can't wait, Brother Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it up to here for their,
yes, Lord.
Their tyranny, their dictatorship,
yes, Lord.
Their my way or the highway. When Jesus returns, there will be judgment. There will be justice, not only then, but forevermore. Those corrupt judges, those corrupt lawyers, those corrupt activists, those corrupt powerful people that are in our present government will be looking for a hiding place, and they'll be digging and running, but there'll be no escape from the true judge. Judgment will be served. Sentence will be given. And buddy, they'll get what they deserve.
Yeah.
I'm glad God didn't give me what I deserve, Brother Ed.
Oh, my goodness.
He gave me an opportunity.
Yeah,
I took it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But see, they ain't taking that opportunity. They're kind of like Pharaoh. Who is the Lord that I should obey Him? You know, it's just kind of a tooting your horn kind of statement, like, you know, I'm above the Lord.
Yeah.
He found out real quick, but he wasn't above the Lord. He and all his hosts drowned in the Red Sea. He found out. He might have got in a little late, but he got in on who God was. Amen. Yeah. Going to be a whole lot going to meet the same fate of Pharaoh. God said this about Pharaoh.
Yeah.
God said, I raised him up just to make a name for myself.
Gotcha.
You know, Pharaoh, when I think of Pharaoh, I think about a man that should listen. When I think about Pharaoh, I think about a man that You know, he told Moses, he said, pray for me also.
Yeah.
He knew better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he didn't do better. Mm-mm. They know better. But you know what? The empire, Brother Ed, nobody can rock their boat once coming again.
Amen. That's right.
Judgment will be served. Sentence will be given and carried out without mercy. James chapter 2.
Yeah.
Verse 13, he's going to have judgment without mercy because they're guilty as guilty can be. Now, old Brother Eddie may not be able to do nothing about them. You know, even the oath keepers may not be able to do anything about them. But I know one can do something about them. And I'm looking forward to the day when he sits upon the throne of his father David. And the nations are judged by him that sits on that throne for 1,000 years. Some of them may be broke. Some of them may be bent. They're going to learn one thing. There's a new judge in town.
Yeah.
Man, Donnie, we got a friend. He's in jail right now. I've been praying for him. Been trying to help him. I'm not saying he's innocent. But a policeman, which is his own cousin, is trying to really overstate why he's in jail. His first bail was $50,000 cash bond. I made a phone call to a friend. Then it went down to $10,000. And now it's back up to $25,000. But I'm just telling you, when the wicked bear rule, people mourn. This man's really done nothing worthy of being in jail. Nothing. He done got caught lying. The guy that's making harder, he done got caught lying about 3 times. But since he's in the law, they're not going to do nothing. But all I asked this friend of mine, it's a lawyer, I said, all I'm asking is that you get him out of jail. Mm-hmm. He can go before a court and have a hearing. If he's guilty, he'll answer for it.
Yeah.
Right now, he can't even get out of jail. His mother died while he was in jail. His father died right before she did. He's the only son they had. And all of it's his, but they're trying to kill him in jail. I don't know all there is to know about this, but I'll just tell you, it can get bad. Look at them boys that they didn't get paroled immediately. Nobody gets to see them. They're just locked up. Solitary confinement. It can get bad.
Yeah.
But there is one that can do something about it. Mm-hmm. And when he shows up, buddy, rights are going to be made rights and wrongs are going to be known. I'm telling you, all this behind door stuff, all this backstabbing, both sides of the fence, rhino stuff, man, there's going to be a lot of embarrassed looks on people. But they've been told he's coming. Mm-hmm. I don't know when he's coming. I just know the Bible says the day of the Lord will come. He's coming. I done made it right.
Amen.
Hey, ain't nothing between me and God except prayer and fellowship. Mm-hmm. If you got something out of kilter in your life, he's coming.
Yes.
You know, being saved is one thing. Having your heart right with God's another thing. The Bible says a double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. Think about preaching next time. On the mandates of God. And I may do it. I don't know. I may do it on mine a lot. I don't know that I'm going to do it. God mandated a lot of things. It's one thing for somebody in our government to mandate things. But God mandated some things that we better give heed to. Mm-hmm. If your heart's not right with God, you know it. God knows it. I don't know it. Y'all look good to me. But if your heart's not right with God, I'd get it right.
Right.
Because God's going to show up. We used to play, Carolyn, we used to play a game called hide and seek. Mm-hmm. I couldn't count to 100, so we just kind of hit it, you know, like 5, 10, 15, 20. But anyway, if you couldn't make the 100, you'd say, ready or not, here I come. They'd be trying to be hid, you know, and sometimes you see somebody running to look like a better place. And what they had to do was get to the tree where you were saying, ready or not, here I come. That was home base. They had to get to home base, Landon, without getting caught. And you see them, you take off running. If you touch them, they's out.
Yeah.
They's out of the game. But if they can make it to that home base tree, they're safe. And, you know, it's kind of fun back in But something similar that's coming, there ain't going to be no hiding place. So if your heart's not right with God today, old Brother Eddie, give you some advice. I'd get right.
Yeah.
He's coming.
Amen.
He's going to make it right. Be kind of embarrassing if everybody know your sins. I'll tell you what to do with them. Get them under the blood.
Under the blood.
God said never remember no more against you. Said he'd cast them as far as east is the west. Cast them in the depths of the sea. Never remember more against you. If my heart's not right with God today, I'd sure put some feet on. I'd get right with God today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand for the Word of God today. Thank you, Lord, for this first message of Landmark Baptist Church. Lord, this January the 9th, 2022, Lord's Day, Sunday morning. Lord, I pray, God, for those that were here. I pray for those that were listening by way of the internet. Lord, may we all examine ourselves. May we all prove ourselves. May we all know ourselves where we are with God. And Lord, if there's any doubt about anything, I pray, God, today we'd do something about it.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.
Amen. You know, Brother Andy, I just listened to what you were talking about, playing hide and seek. In order to hide, I used to go out to the cemetery because people wouldn't come out in there to find you in a cemetery. But it just went through my mind.
Yes.
You know, we can't even hide in a cemetery for God.
Right. No hiding place.
No hiding place.
Yeah.
No.
Amen, Brother Ed. I know we just got Brother Ed. Brother Jerry here today. We don't have a piano player. But if you want to try to lead a verse of invitation of him, you can. If you don't feel like it, that's all right. But I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Bless your heart, Brother Jerry. I believe everybody here is saved, good to go.